Contending for the faith, one verse at a time. This is Truth Matters Church. If you're blessed by today's message, please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and share it with a friend. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy Priest with this week's devotional. Perhaps one of the hardest things for us believers to grasp is the assurance of our salvation. It's very easy to worry when we stumble in sin or think that we must clutch onto our salvation in our own strength. This is where a huge difference is noted between the Christian faith and all other religions. We don't save ourselves. Christ saved us through his once and for all sacrifice. See 1 Peter 3, verse 18. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, Paul writes, "This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him." For context, by saying "this was," Paul was referring back to the preceding truths about his stewardship of the gospel and the timely revelation of it to the spiritual forces or angels and demons in the heavenly places. See chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. He then says, "with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord." Here again, Paul elevates the theme of the Lord's complete and total sovereignty and foreknowledge. If we are ever tempted to doubt that God's plan will come to full completion, we can refer to scripture like this to be reminded that it will never, ever fail, and that he always works out even the deepest mysteries to his faultless purpose. Now, the Greek word rendered purpose in this verse is quite captivating. It is prothesis, and is commonly translated as consecrated or offering, and specifically in relation to the bread of presence or showbread, which was set before God at all times in the temple. See Exodus 25, verse 30. In essence, the full gospel revelation to creation was carried out in accordance with the eternal bread of presence offering in Christ Jesus. Wow, now there's an entire sermon in just that fact alone. But this upholds that from before the foundation of the world, God had already sealed the plan of salvation through his Son, and the perfect sacrificial offering Christ made is ongoing forever. Hebrews 7, verses 24 and 25 corroborates this by saying, "But Jesus, on the other hand, because he continues forever, holds his priesthood permanently. Therefore, he is able also to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them." And again in Hebrews 9, verse 12, "And not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood he entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption." A great and often overlooked benefit of this truth is just what the Apostle Paul wrote here. "We have boldness and confident access through faith in him, Jesus Christ, our high priest." The Lord does not want us to live in fear of losing our salvation, as this erodes his finished work on the cross. We are firmly sealed in Christ. See 2 Corinthians 1, verses 21 and 22. And therefore, we should have boldness to approach him in confidence, knowing that he hears us, he loves us, and he holds us secure. Now, how do we gain this confidence? Well, we must approach him through faith. See Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is strengthened by trusting God to save us from our sins, and knowing that if he saves us, we are truly safe and we need not fear. Then we live out our faith, trusting him to lead us in our daily lives, through the valleys of trials and temptations, through sickness, pain, hunger, suffering, and through the good times of rich blessings, abundance, health, and happiness. Faith is a muscle we must exercise constantly to have a boldness and confidence in approaching the throne of grace. And one way to exercise this faith is to believe wholeheartedly that Christ himself holds our salvation eternally in his pierced hands, and that nothing and no one can take that away. See Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. We'll close with Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Again, thank you so much for listening today. If you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe to this podcast or mark us as a favorite and visit us online at truthmatterschurch.org. That's truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.